Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. It reads, "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. God is our Creator, and Jesus our teacher. As Jesus ministered to others and lived a full human life, he served as an example of compassion, kindness, humility, and patience for those he encountered. He also teaches us about forgiveness right up to his dying breath on the cross. God forgives our sins out of love and grace that is so deep that we are unable to fully understand it. But as Christians, we are reminded by the letter to the Colossians that in order to find peace, we must forgive ourselves and each other. Many are challenged by the act of forgiveness, whether it is forgiving another person for a past hurt or truly forgiving ourselves for a past wrong. Either will keep us from experiencing the ease that will put our hearts at peace. Advent is a season of seeking peace, a peace that comes from forgiveness of others and of ourselves. Today I invite you to reflect with me on what past wounds need to be healed through the grace of forgiveness. In your quiet time today, join me in reflecting on moments and people who might still be holding us from experiencing true peace. Invite God into those memories, into those relationships to mend our hearts and our minds. Forgiveness does not mean forgetfulness, but it does mean your heart is free to experience peace, joy, and love with another or yourself, despite the memory. Today's closing prayer is the Collect for Ash Wednesday, found on page 217 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow morning after 10 a.m. for a new Advent devotional. May God bless you and those you hold dear in your hearts.